You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
And I'm Michaela Oakland.
We're so happy to have you here in our car. Sorry about last week. There was an unexpected exit we had to take, I guess.
We had to take an exit. And honestly, I kind of knew that we were going to have to take an exit. But Ellie was like, I'll be fine.
I can do it.
And then the day comes, I'm like, okay, queen, just let me know. And then she doesn't text me all day. And I'm like, yeah, it's not the time. It was like the day after.
It would have been mere hours after. I got dumped.
Right. Just in case anyone
wasn't aware.
Missed the news.
Sort of big news. Sort of if you've been following me on social media and you're like, why is this bitch crying all day? Well, that'll be why. But yeah, the day we were supposed to record, it was like, just a brutal fucking day because it's literally the first of all day after I got dumped and I had to spend like all day in the hospital, was crazy. Listen, I like in terms of this breakup, like it's an interesting one because I stand by the fact that he's like a good guy. We had like a beautiful whatever we had. But the way he like made the decision to end things and how he did it was just so bad that I'm like, there's not really a great way to break up with someone. But I do feel it could have not been the day before I had to be in the hospital all day. I kept crying at this fucking doctor's. I mean, I'm sobbing the entire time because, mind you, it was less than 12 hours after being broken up with. And I'm like truly like sobbing. And they kept being like, we do this all the time. You're very young. You're a great candidate. And I kept having to explain to, I'm not kidding, 6 different doctors. No. I'm actually
very chill. It's not about the kidney.
It has nothing to do with it. And then I had to see a psychiatrist.
Oh, my God.
Because the guy was like, and then on the phone, the guy was like, yeah, you actually seem really like chill and calm about this. They just said you were crying. I was like, I told them.
Right.
That I was crying about something else. But yeah, so, you know, he probably could have picked a different day.
Well, the whole dehydrated thing isn't great for you and never has been. And all of us know this.
All of us know this. And mind you, they took 20 vials of my blood and I had to hold my arm like at like an ankle so that it would come out fast enough because I was so dehydrated that the blood was like, like not coming out right. I was like, this is like, it's bad enough. Like, it is truly bad enough to be going through this. But, like, just the humiliation of having to do this today after that, it's evil. Like, it's actually evil. And, like, I'm okay, but Jesus Christ.
Do you think it would have been better if it had been right after you'd gotten all your blood drawn? Or would that also be equally bad? Like, should he, like, maybe a few days later, maybe?
Maybe a few days later. I mean, if you had to choose between, like, right before and right after. Maybe after still.
Maybe after, right? Because of the thick blood situation of it all.
And the crying. And like, they were like, this bitch is crazy. And I was like, it's not you. It's me.
And let me paint a picture for you guys. This is the day that all of these lovely photos of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift hugging after the game are coming out. Do you want Ellie to be able to enjoy that? And she should be able to enjoy that.
I was like, I hate that they're in love.
I know. And she had her curly hair and everything. Like, how could he steal that from you?
And it's just like, what a crazy thing for something that was like overall really great to end in an 8-minute FaceTime that like,
right? Thick dehydrated blood pulled out of your arm.
Literally the worst possible next day. Like, listen,
At least it wasn't the day before your kidney. Oh my God. No. And then your psychiatrist to make it worse. And your psychiatrist.
So not my psychiatrist, but it's like the psychiatrist that they make you talk to for like the transplant workup. Like, so he's just some guy who's never met you before. And he's like, huh, do you think this guy like broke up with you because of your kidneys? And I said, what? And he said, well, you know, a lot of men leave their wives when they get diagnosed with cancer.
Here's the thing, like, there's truth to that, but at the same time, what's crazy is this is sort of, to be honest, one of your biggest fears, because let's be honest here, Ellie has never talked about her kidney publicly until less than a year ago. Like, this is something she's really not wanted people to like see her as, or, and then the psychiatrist goes, do you think it's because of your fucked up kidneys?
Do you think you're inherently unlovable because
of your disease?
I was like, you know, I hadn't considered that, but thank you for putting that in my head a mere 24 hours after this breakup. It's very helpful. Thank you so much.
And I do have to apologize because you did semi-inspire a tweet for me, and I did call it
semi-inspire. And I was like, that's mean, I'll be honest.
If it had just been you, I wouldn't have thought of it. But it has happened to all of us before, the pre-Valentine's Day layoffs. It's a thing. It's a thing. I don't think it's like fully conscious. Like, they're not thinking of Valentine's Day when it happens, of course, but something about Valentine's Day coming up, it's like deep within their heads, mm-hmm, in their hearts, and they're like, I just don't know. I'm so freaked out. I'm so scared right now. I need to be alone.
All I'm saying is, in the long run, and like, I can be logical about this right now because I spent a week crying and I'm like, fine. Obviously, I'm very sad. Let's just get that out there. I'm very fucking sad. But if I'm being logical with it, like, the man lives in Los Angeles. Even if he moved here, like, he wants to live in California long term. So it wasn't like something that was going to realistically work out, but he should have waited until after Valentine's Day. That's all I'm saying. I wanted flowers.
Here's my thing, if I can speak on this. I've had this happen to a few friends now where the breakup comes without any prior conversations, mm-hmm, any hints of there being, mm-hmm, any issue. And it's very, not to overuse the word, it's a little traumatizing to have someone like, to be questioning all of your previous conversations, your previous interactions. Mm-hmm. Like, they've given you no hint. They've given, mm-hmm, you no signal that something was up. Like, to not feel like, oh, if someone changes their mind about me, they're not going to have a conversation with me. Like, that's a hard thing to do to somebody.
It's fucked up to be like, oh, like, someone could just change their mind out of complete nowhere.
And I'd have, like, no idea.
Not only do I have no idea, I have no, like, say in it. Like, there's no conversation. Right. There's no, like, a way that I can be like, what is happening in your head right now? Like, it just is like a crazy thing. Because then it's like you're dating someone in the future, right? Like, after this, whatever, I'm dating someone. Mm-hmm. How could I not spend the entire time being like, okay, but is he going to, like, completely switch up next week? You know?
Right.
Am I going to think everything's fine and just, like, out of nowhere, it's just going to be over?
Because there's no way it actually happened where just he woke up and was like, oh, 100% it's over now. Like, you had to have feelings before then.
That is what had happened. That's crazy.
That's also crazy to think about. Yeah. Because, like, giving you absolutely no inclination, acting completely normal, like, mm-hmm, you literally just flying out to see him and him not being like, oh, maybe you shouldn't. You know, like, all of these things.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Okay. I had to go to Los Angeles.
Right. And, like, were you thinking about this before? But then, like, because I already had, mm-hmm, a flight. Like, why weren't you just talking, having conversations?
Why were we not, like, having a conversation?
Equal, it's just, like, crazy. Say in, yeah, I don't know. It, like, it's not crazy. Wrong to, like, whatever, end a relationship. It's not wrong to do that.
It's
but
not
like
wrong
you,
to do that.
You need to think about, like, the way you go about it and how it might affect people's mindsets in future relationships.
And it's also crazy because it's, like, you can have something that is so wonderful that, like, really makes you so happy. And then, well, you see them in that moment.
Right.
And it's, like, you're talking to a stranger. It's kind of like, well, now what do I do with everything that I thought was good? Because it's not that it's not still good. And it's not that I don't see good in you anymore. It's that, like, now I also see this.
yeah,
playing over and over is this stranger that like came out of nowhere to be like, I just think I need to be alone right now. Go be alone in a jail cell. I mean, Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Well, to a certain extent, it like does change the things you knew about him to be true. Not everything, but like
but a
lot of his
context.
Actions. Right. A lot of his actions were in your head, along with the belief that he felt a certain way and he was communicating with you and like he was one way about you in a relationship. And like it does change it now to be like, okay, that wasn't true. Like you were doing these things, but it was with a different context.
Yeah. And because it like came so out of nowhere for me, then it's like, well, how long were you feeling like this? And like,
yeah,
where's the divide? And I had no idea. So how much
like, let me know. Give me a hint.
How much of like what we were and like what we had done and what we were doing together, how much of that was you like lying to my face? Like, you know, like it just like changes the context so severely. And like, it's really hard not
to
then like really doubt yourself. And like, I am just sad. Like, I'm just sad. I didn't want it to be over. I definitely was not ready for it to be over. Like, even if I can be logical about it and be like, maybe long term, it was never meant to be, like, it's still really fucking sad. And I still am a person always who's like, if two people really like each other, they can make it work.
Of course,
really sucks when it becomes very clear, like, okay, but you didn't want to make it work. Like, I wasn't
enough.
Right,
you were willing.
Yeah, of course.
Even if you know logically, like, yeah, this was a hard situation,
long-term. It was hard, but it was worth it to me. And it sucks that it wasn't worth it to him.
And you were happy with the way that it was going, even if,
really good.
The future part of it might be a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. And so
this is why I'm glad that we didn't hard launch anybody, because we can like talk however we want to without being scared that we're gonna like send anyone after anybody, you know?
No.
We can be real. We can be honest. We can. Yeah. No hate, a little from me, of course, but Ellie.
But really none from me. I just am kind of like still a little bit dumbfounded and obviously very, very. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Take a second. You were doing really well, Queen. You just lasted like 12 minutes fully talking about it without breaking. The thing about you, though, is that you look so beautiful when you cry.
You're a
beautiful crier. You are a beautiful crier. Yeah.
And anyways, I'm very sad.
Right.
But it is, it's going to be okay because it always is. 100% recovery rate.
Right, so far.
You know, like, I know that I'm going to be okay. It just, like, sucks. It just fucking sucks. And yeah, it just sucks when there's not really like a thing that you can be like, well, he cheated on me, you know, I'm angry, or, you know, it's just sad. Sometimes things that are good don't work out. And that's really hard. That's like a very like grown up, like that's a very like adult thing to understand that, like, and I learn this lesson every single time in a different way, but it's like feelings are not everything. Like, there are so many more factors in a relationship, and like sometimes things just don't work out no matter how much you care about them or no matter how much you want them to.
I don't know, you don't have to answer this question, I don't know if this is helpful. Are there things that are like good that you can take away from this that you're looking for in your next thing because of this?
I mean, of course, you know, I feel like every time I get a little closer to who I guess I'm gonna be with, he's been the best so far. I don't know if that's saying a lot. But you know, like there's a lot like of knowing how important certain things are and looking for that sense of like safety and looking for that sense of like home and familiarity within a person. That's very important.
One thing that I think stood out is like, you don't often date people where it's like we text all day every day type of thing, and I feel like this person was more of that.
Well, it had to be because we couldn't see each other as often, and so that's been really hard too. It's like this like absence all of a sudden where it's
Exactly, yeah.
For the last 6 months, this is a person that I have literally spoken to from the second I woke up to the minute I go to bed. And mm-hmm. now there's just like this like silence and it's okay. Yeah. Like,
I've never heard silence quite this loud.
You know, I have so many friends that like I love so much and who love me very much and have really been here for me. But, you know, it's
different. Yeah.
And, you know, like no one like no one cares. Like, I'm not sending them all the meals that I'm having every day and things I'm wearing and what I'm doing at every second of every day. Like, it's
right,
just
the stupid little updates.
The stupid things where it's like, oh, somebody actually gives a shit about that. Like, it's really hard to go from having that a week ago and now it's just, I just don't.
Yeah. That's so normal, though. Like, that is how it is. And even if you love and appreciate your friends and have such good friendships and relationships with them, like, it does feel like when you have someone like that, it really is more of your, like, your partner in crime in just the day-to-day, like, silly little things.
Yeah.
And it's rough. Like, it is a different kind of connection. But yeah, you're being really brave about it.
I'm being really brave about it.
You are being really brave about it.
One thing about me, I handle breakups very well.
You do. And we were talking about that. Like, it doesn't necessarily get easier, but also that feeling of I'll never be okay again does start to stop happening later on in life.
Because, you know, like, it's not true. Like, of course I'll feel that way again.
Maybe like two or even three breakups, I had the like, oh my God, I'm never going to be okay again thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like, even if I was devastated and like I wouldn't undermine that feeling at all, like it was devastating, I still was like, okay, but I've felt worse and I made it out alive.
I've been to this rodeo before or whatever. Like, I know that this doesn't last forever. I know that the pain goes away, but then there's like a little part of me that like,
you've ridden that bull before and you've held on.
Well,
you said you're at the rodeo. I don't know.
No, that was really good and I really liked that metaphor. It's just, yeah, like there's a part of me that like really is sad that I'm gonna get over it eventually, you know? Like, it's sad that like there's something that was like really special and then eventually it won't be as special. And like, that is very sad to me. Like, it's almost like there's no evidence other than like my own memories that like this is something that was real and that happened.
Oh, that's really beautiful. That's very
it's just
you should put that in the Substack.
Yeah, right.
That's a gorgeous sentiment. Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm proud of you. And
thank you.
Ellie's single, everybody.
Oh, hey. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? It's so funny because actually one time I was going through a breakup and my friends put on We Are Never Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift to like hype me up. And I just started bawling. I was like, we aren't.
We're never getting back together. No, yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. Then it's crazy. It's crazy because in 6 weeks, I'll be fine. It's crazy to feel like this bad.
Write some poetry.
I know that it just ends. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, every time I go through a breakup, it's so interesting to me, like, the catharsis and, like, how you can feel so deeply about someone. And then 2 years later, you're like, was I okay? Like, why did I care that much? And it's like, but right now, I just can't even imagine ever feeling like that or, like, ever, like, getting over it or, like, ever not being really sad that it wasn't him, you know?
Right. Yeah. It would have been fun
if you would have been the one.
Am I doing well? Okay, we got these comments because someone said that you will sometimes quote Taylor Swift and I won't notice.
All the time. You've been really good.
And so I was like, you know what? I need to start thinking, could that be a Taylor Swift quote? Not coat. Could that coat, be a Taylor Swift coat?
And you have done a really, you've done a really good job because it would have been sweet if it would have been me.
Me?
You know?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, chat, I'll live.
I might have COVID. Probably don't, though. Well, because my friend who I went to the movies with on Friday has COVID.
No.
But now it's Monday and I don't feel anything.
Did you take a test? Just to be safe.
Well, because of the incessant rain, I'm not leaving the house. Slay. So I will take one I'll take one like probably tomorrow. I didn't want to take it too soon because sometimes it doesn't show up because hers hadn't even really shown up yet.
That's one of those things that like is not funny to me, but it's always a little bit like LOL because every time I've like thought I had COVID, I'm like, there's no rush for me to take the test because I haven't left the house in 4 days anyway. Exactly. Like if I had it, I got
That's
it
what I'm
so
saying.
Long ago.
No, it's like a flood in LA. Like, I literally cannot leave the house. But I did tell Chrissy that it's a possibility. But my area is fine. Yeah, it's like literally pouring nonstop. It has been for 4 days. There was like this tweet that went viral about, I think it was Miley Cyrus's bodyguard because he was holding an umbrella and people thought it was like an assault rifle at the Grammys.
I did think that that was some sort of baton. I didn't know
it
was an umbrella.
No, it's because it's a torrential downpour in LA. That's where the Grammys were. And obviously when I looked at that, I'm like sitting like while the rain is pouring and the old man is snoring. So I knew what it was.
Yeah. And can I just say also, mind you, it was cloudy for 15 days in New York before the sun finally came out on Thursday, I think. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I'm like, I had a full week of being like, we don't have any vitamin D for me. No sun.
Right.
No
Could
sun
use.
For Ellie. Could use a little sun today. So weather has been weird. Shout out Groundhog.
Oh my gosh. Shout out. Have you been seeing all the edits of the Groundhog? I am obsessed.
So cute.
I'm
you know
obsessed
what I like?
With the dramatic edits of the Groundhog.
I like that they hold him like a hamburger. Like, they hold him like this.
Oh, wait. I wanted to say, we were talking about the sun. There was someone who reached out and said that your tip about taking vitamin D supplements starting in like October or something got them through the winter. So,
well, winter's not over yet. So don't think me yet.
Yeah, but so far.
We have very much entered also still winter, and it will be for another like, I think, 2 months where it's like still kind of shitty.
Well, not in LA.
True.
That's one thing I'll tell you. We have
but
like
my ass is never setting foot in that city again.
Yeah, one thing about Ellie is I could never get her here. So that was the only way she was gonna come here.
So LA canceled.
The timing, yeah, so funny, that little time. So much has happened because we didn't record.
I know, like a big update. The Stanley Cups have lead in them. That's hilarious to me.
The timing is so funny. And did you see that I got sent, I don't think it was actually a Stanley Cup, but like a brand sent me a little PR thing with something that looked like a Stanley Cup, like the week that our episode about Stanley Cups came out, and I put it on my story and everyone was like, girl, like you just.
No, listen, a win is a win. A free thing's a free thing. But yeah,
a free good cup for water? I'm going to take
it
every time.
I just think it is so funny. Like, maybe that's why people were acting so crazy. Maybe they all have lead poisoning. Maybe that was the key to the Stanley Cup all along.
Could lead be lead like poisoning. Cocaine in the sense that it gets you addicted to it? Or no, what? Certainly not.
So
I'm
not
sorry.
Like
certainly not. No.
So it's not like an addictive thing, but it does like give you brain damage from what I understand.
You see, my phone told me today it was like a news article alert, and it was like high school football players can get brain damage from football, and
big
I was
alert.
Like, okay. Okay.
One of those things I feel like we knew.
Oh my god, one thing though that happened that we would have talked about last week that I can't let go of and I can't get over is all of the crazy. But like the tweets, like specifically the ones about Sydney Sweeney and Hot Ones, there was a guy who made a very gross tweet about her, implying that he would be sexually assaulting her. And it got like 150,000 likes.
Crazy. There,
and like this also, it's not the same, but the way that the like laws on Twitter have changed now, that my pussy in bio thing is so funny. It's
oh,
a totally different
my
thing.
God. I don't know how many of you are like active Twitter users still, but if you're not, then you're really missing out on how every single comment on every tweet is like a porn bot saying my pussy in bio. Or I've seen my tits in bio.
It started over the weekend. And it was one of those things where I didn't know if it was just like my replies, but then I started seeing the memes about it.
Everything.
And it's so hard because even when I'm watching a show like Love Island or something, I love to look at, you know, the viral tweets about it and then see what everyone's comments are. But you can't even do that anymore because all the comments are my pussy in bio, which literally, love, amazing. Love that pussy's in bio.
For them,
the pussy in the bio. Happy for that. But I want to know what everybody thinks about Georgia and Molly and their drama that they're having.
It is just tough. Oh, I loved Georgia. If it's Georgia from season 4.
Georgia Steele.
Mm-hmm.
The like redhead. I'm loyal, babes. I'm loyal. No, she is the villain. She is the villain of the All-Stars season.
Well, maybe I'll have to watch it. But
honestly pretty good. Love Island All-Stars.
The pussy and bio thing is very funny. It reminds me of when Tumblr was overrun by porn bots. And they're really funny because some of them use AI. And so they'll respond something like it will just be if you tweet something about like a picture of a woman, and mind you, doesn't matter what the picture is, it can be something like bad, awful, like someone that just died. Like it can be a picture of like Queen Elizabeth in her grave, and the porn bots will be like, "I look better than her, pussy in bio." It is so fucking funny. Like it couldn't be funnier. It's like so it's terrible, funny. But it is so funny.
Have you seen the ones where they like put clothing on women who were previously posting in a bikini? Or like there was this one woman who was like sitting and they like took away her tits and ass and replaced it with little children that were like the size of her tits and ass and like made her body small.
And her head looked really big in comparison.
And they're just funny, but
really
it's
magical things with porn bots.
It's funny, but it's also like disturbing that they're taking clothes off women who are clothed with AI and then putting clothes on women who aren't wearing clothes with AI. Like, what is it you really want? Let's control, be honest with ourselves. It's control. Bitch-ass. Oh my God, it's control. That's crazy.
Crazy.
I'm planning a Valentine's Day themed game night, by the way.
That's great.
I'm really excited. So, you know how we played Mafia?
Yes.
We're going to do that, but with like, you know, those little Valentine's Day boxes you would make when you were a kid?
Like a Valentine?
No,
like a mailbox.
Like a mailbox, yeah. And then you would like put the Valentine and everyone would get the same amount with candy. So we're all going to have those. And then like the murderer is going to have like a little Valentine that like kills people every round. So we're like all going to put Valentines in people's mailbox. Yeah, it's going to be like a whole thing. It's going to be themed. I'm going to make something heart-shaped. Don't know what yet.
You should make a heart-shaped shortbread.
Oh, yeah, I could. My shortbread was a hit, yeah. The only thing is that I still have blood in my eye.
I'm so sorry to hear this.
If anyone cared.
I care.
If anybody cared.
I care so much.
Also, I saw the movie Argylle. Sort of an insane movie. I don't know how else to describe it. Henry Cavill is in it. And I was with my friend Brandy, and he like was in it the whole movie, and then he like changed his hairstyle at the end, and she's like, "Who is that?" She's like, "Who is that actor?" I was like, "It's Henry Cavill."
Does she have face blindness?
Well, she also just like didn't know who he was, but yeah, I think so. I do too, though, especially, well, only for men. Like, not
Henry
all of them, but
so hot. Like, he's like so
no,
hot.
He is.
I do not recognize him.
He wasn't as hot in this movie, but I have historically found him hot. Is it Cavill?
Historically. I think it's Cavill, from what I've understood.
God, I thought it was Cavill. No, I thought he was really hot in Witcher. This was actually
so hot in Witcher. And let's have some commotion for that. Let's have some commotion for how hot he was in Witcher.
This is like, we had this discussion in the group chat recently where like blonde men aren't usually hot, but then when they have dark eyebrows, I tend to think they can be hot.
Well, because I think it implies that they like dyed their hair. It's not their natural. They're not naturally evil blonde men.
Mm, yeah, could be that. I also always am sending men to Ellie and asking if it's Joe Alwyn, and this time I was right.
The first time you were right. Every day I'm like, no, it's not Joe Alwyn. It's just another British guy who's blonde. You were right. That man.
Should we talk about the tortured poet's deadpan?
Same thing. So sort of the same thing. So Grammys were last night. That was crazy. Taylor Swift won her fourth album of the year, only one to ever do it, greatest of all time. Right, she also announced a brand new album, which was so unexpected. I mean,
shocked
she was
the world.
Hinting that something was coming, but then she did this thing where she was like red herring, and we were like, what's the red herring going to be? And the red herring is we all thought it was going to be Reputation TV, and then no, it was a whole new album. And mind you, I thought that she would do this, but I was like, no, there's no way she's going to come up with a new album when she's still touring. I was wrong. She's Trixie, you know? You can't, you don't know where she's going. Like, you can't trust her.
She's left, she's right. You look to the right, she's left.
I do think it's very funny when she announced, like, to announce an album at the VMAs is sort of one thing. To announce it at the Grammys is hilarious. It is like proposing at somebody else's wedding. Like, it's a crazy, crazy thing to do. And I do love her so much. But yeah, the new album is called Tortured Poets Department. The Tortured Poets Department, TTPD. And it's very funny because people are like, that's the stupidest fucking name, or like, that's so like, that's so millennial cringe, or like whatever. I'm like, sure, fine. She's all of those things, and we know this about her. Also, there was a group chat with Joe Alwyn and Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott.
Was it Mark Ronson?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Is the other guys from the like ordinary people, normal people, whatever thing.
He was someone who dated Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes, but I think...
Right.
It was called the Tortured Man Club. And I love that she was just like, and by the way, fuck you and your stupid group chat and your dumbass group chat name, and
can
fuck
I say
you.
Something about you?
Yeah,
you would totally date someone who's in a group chat called the Tortured Man Club.
I absolutely would, because like that, I literally date men who are obsessed with thinking they're tortured. Some of them actually are, but mostly they just think that they are.
But stand up. But that's what I'd like.
I am standing up is the thing. I'm okay with
that. Not you though. No, not you. Oh my God, you're not you. Them. Like, maybe they are, but like, grow up. Like, so
and I am standing
us.
On business that I do like a man who has some clear mental health issues.
Yeah, no, and that's okay. That's like, it's attractive in a man. That's what I said also this week. I said mental health issues in men is Riz.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, look, somebody who's actually experienced life before.
But then it's like, oh, that's what's caused it for you?
Your girlfriend cheated on you when you were 17.
Yeah.
Your parents got divorced when you were 9 years old. And you have become an emotional terrorist for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And like, we hear it. We hear it. But who among us has not experienced?
Yeah, that the Grammys was interesting. And people did not seem... I think people are a little sick of her shit. But it's also like, it's not her fault. She's just putting out more music. Like, sorry, she's doing her job.
Oh, yeah. The tweet where people, someone said, like, everybody is so sick of Taylor releasing more albums, like, not giving them a chance or something like that.
It's like, I don't know, be better.
Is what you're referring to?
Yeah. Like, it's not Taylor's fault. She literally just likes to put out music. You could do it too. Yeah. You could do it too if you were bad.
I love that she's like that. So few are. And then people are like, oh my God, sit on it.
Just excel.
Work up the mystery. She doesn't need to work up the mystery. Look at her.
There's so many women who are so afraid to excel, like are so afraid to be like outwardly the best at something. And she's just like, I'm not going to sit down. Why the fuck would I sit down? If I was a dude, I wouldn't sit down. So who cares?
Oh my God. Also, Miley Cyrus looked so good.
She looked great. She looked great.
Someone replied to me that like she must have gotten the Carrie Underwood leg routine, workout routine.
That's what
and
it
I was
looks
like, that exactly.
I love how the Carrie Underwood leg workout is like really sort of cemented in all of our minds.
No, we're like, of course,
that picture of her
I know
legs.
Exactly.
Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. The Carrie Underwood, I've never done it. And
100%.
But yeah.
No details needed. No further explanation on that needed.
No further explanation on that one.
Her having like long, dark brown hair is like, I've waited 10 years to have this again.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like I've told you this privately, it's not my business what people do with their hair, with their face, with their body.
Who cares?
Like my opinion is irrelevant. It would never matter to them. I don't think that like my opinion matters. But her having dark brown hair, that's like, in my soul,
yeah,
something is healing from that.
It's like something that you just like really needed. I get that. And she does look great. If a little bit, she looks like the Sphinx, like she kind of knows riddles.
No, it's just, oh my God, she always gets these photos of her at the Grammys where she looks crazy. But if you look at any video of her, I know, she's normal and gorgeous.
But there's one picture of her, I'm like, she knows exactly when I'm going to die.
It is giving Sphinx. It is giving Sphinx. Like a just a beautiful Persian cat.
Yeah, just like a beautiful, long-haired. The head of a woman and the body of a lion. Sort of her overall vibe.
I don't know why it always happens to her where she's at an award, like the original OG one from when she was a teenager.
I love that picture.
But like any videos, you're like, oh my God, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
She really is one of the most beautiful women and has such a beautiful voice. And I'm happy for her that she finally got her flowers for flowers.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe that's her first Grammy ever. I was so happy for her.
Crazy.
Did you see that tweet that was going viral where someone was like, sorry to break the ice like this, but friends are not obligated to hear you vent, especially considering the fact that it can be damaging to other people's mental health if it becomes too much, parentheses, speaking from experience.
Sorry, but we have this exact discourse every 2 years like clockwork. The first one that I remember.
I'm at capacity.
I can't handle it. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
100%.
Yeah, we have this discourse all the time. And first of all, my favorite quote tweet was someone just being like, I am not convinced we all know what breaking the ice means. Because I don't think that that's what that means. but then also, I don't know how to break this to you. Your friends, I guess, are not obligated to listen to you when you're having a hard time. But that's also sort of the purpose of having friends, no?
Right. You can say something on a technicality that's true. Like, no one is obligated to do anything ever for anyone, I guess, technically. But that's just like saying, oh, my God. Like when guys are dating someone and they're like, well, I was honest with her. I wasn't obligated to like X, Y. Like, I don't know. It's like technically you could say that.
It's like when you've been dating and you're not exclusive, but like you should be. And it's like, well, I fucked your best friend, but we weren't exclusive. It's like
I wasn't obligated to not. It's like, okay, technically.
You're right. But like,
if we were in a court of law, yeah, you would not go to jail.
But common sense dictates that's not how that works.
None of you are going to jail. I promise you that. But will you have friendships? Will you have relationships? I do not know that. I will certainly not be one of them.
If I didn't have the kind of friends who like literally come over to just sit with me while I'm crying for the last week. My friend went to the hospital with me for 4 hours. Like, just having people who are not in any way obligated to be there for you and listen to you cry about the same thing over and over again for like 6 hours. No one's obligated to do that, obviously, but they do because they love you, and you do it because you love them and you want them to be happy and you care. Duh.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I have had friendships with people where, okay, it's been a couple years now and we're still having the same conversation about the same person, and then you say you're done, and then the relationship continues, and then you say you're done, and then you fight, and then you say, you know, like, yeah, that.
And even that, it's nuanced, because there are times where it's like, yeah, we can actually just keep talking about that if you need to. Like, there's just, it's just crazy to reduce relationships down to like, you don't owe people anything, because actually that's like sort of a whole philosophical thing of what we owe each other as human beings. And part of the breakdown of the fabric of our society is the fact that everyone has convinced themselves that they don't owe anybody anything. And it's like, yes, there's an idea where you don't owe strangers like explanations about your choices. You don't owe you don't owe people like your last sip of water if you're you know, dying of thirst. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to fill someone else's cup if you don't have anything in yours. Like, that's the sort of thing where, like, yes, you don't owe them that. It's more to talk about, like, boundaries within friendships, relationships. And people are taking it as literally, like,
Yeah, because that is an important conversation. Yes. And there are people who do need to hear you don't owe XYZ to XYZ people, because there are especially a lot of women who struggle with that. But then we take those conversations and we just get so extreme with it. And we're like, actually, you don't owe being nice to someone who's never hurt you to a stranger.
You know? That's actually true.
You actually should. And sure, that you can have a bad day and like maybe you're going through a lot and like you can't be the one on the receiving end. But usually that doesn't really happen that much, because your friends are like, oh, well, this person's also going through a lot right now, so I'm probably not going to like vent at them for 4 hours at like this exact moment.
You can't, like, if I'm also going through something, you are more than welcome to still talk to me.
Sure, let's mix up the conversation. I've been thinking about this all day.
I've been talking about the same thing over and over. Please tell me what the fuck is going on with you. And it is sort of the difference between, like, you don't have to go to a bar at 12:30 at night on a Wednesday to support someone that you're not even really friends with.
Right. But you don't have to help them move out, carry like their boxes.
It's not saying you don't have to ever like show up and support the people you love. That's not.
Oh my God, I have a new friend who I've gone out with one time for like one dinner, and she's been talking to me about her breakup because it was her first time dating a girl, and like I guess she doesn't know a lot of girls who date girls, so we've been talking about it all the time. And I mean, I get what this person is saying in the sense that some conversations are draining, but usually
but like they're often not. I've definitely had friends who like
overdo it,
you know, and it's so much, but it's mostly,
and it's always about, if it's always about that person,
and they never like ask you how you're like, you know, the difference. And I just hate that like the nuance is sucked out of these conversations in a way that like makes people fucking act like sociopaths. Like you are actually obligated to like be polite to a stranger in public. You are actually and I'll say it, like, obligated to give up your seat for a pregnant woman on the bus. Like, these are things that like common courtesy that like, yes, I know that there's no law. The police aren't going to come arrest you if you don't do it. But like, have some decency and humanity, and that like we are all we are all siblings in the sense of living in this world together.
Yeah,
it's only as pleasant as we make it.
I think you and I are really more in the camp of like, actually, you do owe people things.
You owe people a lot, actually, I think.
And, you know, of course, going back to like what we said earlier, there are some things where we need to be wary of that sentiment. But I think that generally when it comes to like kindness and just being there for people, like our lack of community that we've had and the loneliness epidemic or whatever you call it, could a lot in part be due to this issue of
100%.
Thinking. And like, yeah, what you said about like a pregnant person on a train, like getting a seat, like holding the door open for someone who's carrying a bunch of stuff. Like, yeah, you don't technically owe that person that, but how could you not do that?
It's just crazy. I don't know. What a crazy tweet. Like, what a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, they did get ratioed, which, love to see it.
Love to see it. They deserved that.
They did deserve a ratio. I just have like one more thing.
Slay.
Before we pull over. King Charles has cancer and Trisha Paytas is pregnant with new son named Elvis.
Yes. All of this is true.
This is, how does she keep doing it? 2 for 2. How is she 2 for 2?
There's some weird voodoo going on for sure. And I would not question it. Like, it is one of those things where anything with Trisha Paytas, I'm like, it's none of my business.
Oh my God, there was like a video going around of all of the reality TV shows she's ever been in, like clips from all of them, and she was on like My Strange Addiction. She was on
pretending
these like
that
random
she
things
to eat. Yeah, no,
or no, she was addicted to tanning, and she was like bright orange in it, and she was like,
she was also
so funny.
She was also in like the first season of like Nathan for You, and she was
so random.
It's like, she's just been in everything. She just wants attention. It is the craziest thing in the world. But now she's killing the royal family.
She's steadfast, though. she's consistent. That's what I'll tell you.
And I'll give her that one. She is.
This
consistent.
Is actually like the only thing she's ever not wanted attention for, though. She like keeps making
she, like,
videos where she's
it.
Like, guys, my child is not the reincarnation of the queen. You need to stop saying that shit. This is my family. She is not the queen. And I'm
like, I don't know. Maybe the lady doesn't protest too much. Like, have you considered her? What if she is? What if she's
the fucking queen?
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for, gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix. Or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because, I mean, there are states in America even where there's like two therapists that take insurance, you know? Like, it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honestly, it's time to spring clean your bra drawer. How long has everything been in there? For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/LND. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/LND. Listen, if I am going to wear a bra, it's gonna have to be comfortable. And that's why I go for Honeylove. I grew up wearing the most painful bras, and even though I chose some especially bad ones as a teenage girl because I wanted to look a little bit more developed, there weren't any other options at the time that were a lot more comfortable. So that's why I'm really glad the bra game has finally changed. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/LND. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/LND. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this.
What if?
Should we pull over?
I guess. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. What are we in today, by the way? Pickup truck?
Like a funeral truck. Oh, no pickup trucks.
Why not a pickup truck?
He drove a pickup truck.
Why did he drive a pickup truck?
It was his uncle's.
I'm thinking of like something that picks up like dirt. Like a
what?
Like
that's not what a pickup truck is.
It's not?
A pickup truck is like a Ford F-150. It's like a, like literally no. A pickup truck is like Google a. Are fast. You thinking of a tractor?
No. Wait. No, I'm thinking of like one that like picks like up stuff.
A digger? It's called a
pickup truck. Yeah, like a digger.
Because you can like carry stuff in the bed.
You're right.
I know I'm right. I don't know why you didn't believe me on that. I know what a pickup truck is.
The thing is, as soon as you said that, I was like, she must be right. But then I like, it's still so deep in my heart that I needed to like. Make sure that's real, because I believed this for so long. I thought a pickup truck was like a truck that had a scooper that like picked stuff up. What would that be called then? Like if you're like doing construction and you're like grabbing a bunch of dirt,
like
and
like wait, like
and you have like a joy the, like a Joy-Con
big yellow like cat
yeah and you have like you have like a console called? With like a joystick. That's what I thought a pickup truck was. And then I was like, why does he have a pickup truck?
An excavator, a dump truck, a bulldozer. Probably a bulldozer is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
He just has a regular pickup truck.
Like a truck. Yeah. Okay. I was like, that man has never in his life done construction work. Why does he have?
Anyway, I'm so sorry. We could be in a dump truck if you want to be in a dump truck. Speaking of dump truck.
Or we could be in the funeral.
Is it?
Is it? Speaking of, that's actually an awful segue from what we're about to talk about.
One of the worst things I've ever said in my entire, like truly one of the worst things that's ever come out of my life. And I want to get ahead of that. And I do want to apologize.
It was not in your head. Was it in your head? When you made that segue, was it in your head when you made that segue? Or was it?
No, I just said it and then I went, oh no. Because I forgot what we were going to talk about.
On that note, let's talk about deep fakes.
Let's talk about AI deep fake pornography and the way that it is harming everybody.
Oh my God. We decided we were going to talk about this last week, but I still feel passionately enough to discuss it right here today. Obviously, this has been a thing for a while now. This has been something.
I think we even talked about it on this show.
Oh, 100%. I think it was when that streamer
Cutie Cinderella found out that her friend had been watching AI pornography of her.
So why this came up again was the situation with Taylor Swift, which again, and we talked about this in the catching up, gross tweets are being allowed to go viral on this like
really viral.
Right. And there was like an article about how, yes, the technology now has gotten easier to make deepfakes, but that also means it's easier to detect them and remove them because they also have that technology. Like, it's not actually that difficult to implement something like that. And I mean, that would never happen on Instagram or TikTok I don't think so.
I don't think so because they actually have moderation teams.
Right.
Instagram is even a little too touchy.
And, you know, this happening to Taylor Swift and like it getting hundreds of thousands of likes and millions of views and like disgusting comments. Like the worst one was obviously just saying the quiet part, which was the fact that she probably hates this makes it so much hotter, which we all knew that that's why. Thank you for saying it because we knew. I understand people's reaction that like this happening to Taylor is like, why didn't the other things cause this reaction? Because everyone should have always cared about this. And I think like most people have. I do think the situation is different. I think you have to be stupid to think this is the first time there have been deepfakes of Taylor Swift. There have been the whole time. This was clearly a different situation where it went viral. Like, of course, more people are going to see it and be concerned about that happening and like it being in our faces instead of kind of hidden away on these dirty websites.
And obviously, so brazenly, so proudly. Right. Like,
with so many comments of people just like loving it. It's so like it just makes me feel sick and like itchy. It's just so gross.
Yeah.
So that went viral. People had a lot of different reactions. So horrible that it happened. So disgusting. No one could have that happen to them and like not feel gross about it. I hope she's okay. I know a lot of people, myself included, are like hoping she takes legal recourse on it. And
that's,
you know,
my litigious queen, and she probably will, especially since Swifties did do some dirt and like completely unearthed the guy who had posted it.
Good. That should happen to all of them. Like
if you search that man's name forever, it's linked to this.
Yeah. And it should be because that's just fucking disgusting. And I'm sure he's an adult. I don't actually know.
Yeah, he is. And mind you, like, if you liked, shared, whatever, that post, like, you should be in federal prison.
Oh, my God. You should. Like, no woman should ever speak to you. And honestly, so many women won't if they saw you interacting with that in any capacity. Because
disgusting.
The complete lack for just any kind of respect for autonomy. Yeah. Anyway, my hope is that this actually becomes a law because of Taylor Swift. And I think a lot of people would appreciate if that were to happen out of this, because it is concerning. And like, I do think a lot more people became aware of it due to it happening to her. Like the White House released a statement,
right?
And I mean, I think people react to things when they see things, and
it was hard not to see it.
It was hard everywhere. Not to see it. I think it reached people who previously didn't actually know how much of a thing
how
this was or didn't even know
was.
This was a thing. Like, yeah. Like think of your parents and like what they're aware of with their level of internet. Like they often
wouldn't be aware of this new, what is it, like the last year this has been a thing? I mean, probably longer.
Definitely but, longer, but I think it was more, I think with the AI of it all instead of...
Right.
Like deep fakes have always kind of been a thing, but it was like Photoshop. Like it was like...
Right, not editing, the videos, you know, so much.
Like, but like with the advent of like deep fake AI technology, like that's what it's been used for, which like, of course.
Because I personally wasn't aware of this until a year ago. I was aware that like they would like Photoshop a celebrity's face onto someone else's body, like totally. In a photo type thing.
Yeah, like we all know people who that's happened to.
Right, but I didn't know about the video deep fakes and like how extensive they could be and how many people had them of them until about a year ago, I would say. So it's not shocking to me that there are so many people still to this day, like just a year later, who don't know about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
My mother was horrified. Yeah, she was like, "What do you mean?"
Like, well, people are horrible. People are disgusting. Yeah. Sorry, what am I saying? People, men, men are horrible. Men are disgusting.
Oh my God! I mean, there are some being made. I also think some are made of men, and that's equally horrible and disgusting and shouldn't be a thing. I don't think it happens as much.
Yeah, it just sucks. And I mean, we've definitely talked about AI pornography on here, AI deepfake pornography. We've talked about how it's the lack of consent. It's the same reason why Reddit pages are full of men asking for leaked nudes of celebrities, influencers, and people they know. Sometimes they're like, "Can you hack this girl I know?" Like,
well, yeah, revenge porn websites where like people will just share their ex-girlfriends with each other.
It's awful. It really is. And revenge pornography is illegal. And I think that AI deepfake like this, it should be classified same way.
That's what I was saying.
Jail. Yeah.
As well. Like it should fall under that umbrella. And that should be where they find the legal basis for it. Because that's what it is. It's like, it's because of hate.
It's
a violation.
And particularly because like these are, there are like deepfakes made of minors, like that should be classified as child pornography. Like that should be classified as child sexual abuse materials, and you should go to prison for that.
That's the worst that's coming out of this, is hearing the stories that like there are girls having this be done to them by their classmates, like in middle school.
Yeah,
as like a form, it's like a new form of bullying. And I'm sure it's not like so widespread, and I don't want to like exaggerate, you know, but this being the new form of bullying, but
is like horrifying.
Yeah, it's so scary. And
it is scary. And I just hope everyone is aware that this is happening. And the more that we're aware of it, hopefully we can get some movement on this shit.
I know. If you guys know of any like groups or pages that talk about legislation for this that we could boost, or anything for us to push on that regard, please let us know, and we will be sharing that in the future. Do you want to do a tarot situation?
Wow. I can't believe we've already come to the end of the episode, and on that uplifting note.
Sorry guys, honestly kind of a downer this week, kind of a little bit of a downer for everybody.
Just being like, let me tell you about how fucking sad I am, and then let's talk about this awful thing that we're just not sure we have any control over, and we'll never be able to save women from the disgusting torment of men.
This thing that can easily happen to any woman, anybody. Including you.
Not to scare anybody. And now the card I'm going to pull is like, death, probably. Like, God only fucking knows.
Oh my God.
I'm, you know, trying to be very positive in my life.
Before your breakup, you pulled like 7 bad tarot cards. You're like, oh my God, I need to pull a better one. And
it kept like, what the heck is going on here? So who knows? But I, as every week I say, I have a good feeling this week. It's going to be something positive.
What did you ask the cards?
I said, was sort of just what we need to know. What's the vibe? Yeah. Okay. And sort of unfortunately, I did pull the 7 of swords, which is giving dishonesty, trickery, and lies. So just be on the lookout for that, you guys, this week. As if this week couldn't get hard enough. Just be on the lookout for someone trying to be tricksy with you. Hey, maybe the dishonesty and the trickery is about Taylor Swift and her red herring and reputation.
Wow. Let's just take it as that.
Let's just take it as that. Because I can't handle another bad thing this week. Like,
it's been enough, you guys. It's been enough.
I am falling apart. But, you know, we're living, we're laughing, we're loving, we're learning, and we're becoming.
Oh my God, all of, you know, the trailer for the J-Lo movie?
the new one?
I am dot 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 maybe, or like I am dot dot dot, this is me dot 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 now, this is me dot 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 now.
Oh, this is me
dot, 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 now. Yeah, me and the game night girlies are gonna go get really high and then watch that movie when it comes out. We want to give a lot of love to our birthday pigs: Curtis, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, and Zachary. We love you so, 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 so much. And also, I just want to say, we will be back to our normally scheduled programming. I know we had a week off, and the week before it was late, and like our vibes have been off. But I want to tell you, we're back. We're better than ever. We're here. We're now. This is me. Dot dot dot. Now.
This is me at the dot now. Yeah, everything is gonna be slay queen from here on out. Smooth sailing, just like beautiful waters, and you know,
lies and trickery.
Lies and trickery. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I love you guys. I love you guys immensely. Like so much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you like the show, if you like us, you can follow our Instagram, which is Late Night Drive Pod, or if you want more content, even more bonus fascinating stuff. And
so
more
many
personal
things.
Stuff from us. You can also go on our Patreon, patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. And yeah, I love you guys so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it is a great one. I hope this week is better than last week.
Yeah.
I hope we catch you on our next drive.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. We hope you enjoy the drive.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.